Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We launch here in hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, what happens when schools ban soda pop? Well, not very much. Well, we'll give you the details. Liberty File is on the line first, calling from Oregon. Liberty File, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, that's Liberty Pile with a P, actually.
Liberty what?
Pile.
Pile.
Liberty Pile.
Like a pile of liberty.
Indeed,
liberty.
Sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the recent civil disobedience in New Hampshire that you were engaged in, Ian. And I was curious, what was your goal or how productive do you think your actions were exactly?
Just to bring people up to speed, you're talking about the couch in the yard situation. My tenants had a couch out in their yard for a couple of years. I barely even knew it was there. All of a sudden, the city government people came and started threatening me over it. I made it clear I didn't appreciate being threatened, that I'd be happy to remove the couch if the complaining party would just come talk to me like an adult. She didn't want to, so I didn't make a move. And it all came down to a head in a New Hampshire Keene courtroom where they threw me into a prison cell because I would not be obedient and bowed down before the judge. I did end up begging for mercy after the weekend was over so I could get out and continue on with my life. You're asking, did I think that it was successful?
Well, also, what was your goal?
What was my goal? Was to make a stand. My goal was to make a stand and see what they did, and they did what I thought they might do, and that was throw me in a jail cell. I made my stand. They threw me in the cell. I did what I could to get out. As far as the results are concerned, I think they were absolutely positive. I think that we have more people that have committed to move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, specifically to move to Keene sooner rather than later than we have ever had, and I think it really helped move some people's moving plans up. I think it helped draw some attention to the show. We got coverage on blogs like the Lou Rockwell blog. We also got coverage on a few others, homelandstupidity.us. It didn't break big into
listenership went up on the podcast. I know that for sure.
Yep. Website hits went up. There was a nice spike over on freekeen.com and a spike here on Free Talk Live as well. And so more attention being brought to the show as a result of that. More contributions have come in from the Amplifier program, which we talk about on the show on a nightly basis, which allows listeners to get behind the program and help us get the show on more stations. I had double the amount of messages in my AMP folder that I normally do on a weekly basis to process through. So I actually had to do most of it today just because I didn't have time to get through them all yesterday. So I would say by all indicators, it was a complete success. With the exception, perhaps, of, you know, Julia, she had a pretty tough time with my absence, but she ended up being all right, obviously. So I would say, yeah, unqualified success. Would it have been better if I'd stayed in for longer? Certainly possible. One could make that argument. But I'm glad I'm out, and I'm glad I'm back here doing this show.
Yeah, I'm glad you're out, too. I guess I'm just I'm a skeptic as far as the civil disobedience goes. Because if you look at the history of civil disobedience, the successes that a lot of you know, activists, especially liberty activists, point to are successes with regards to more government being in control of a certain aspect. Like if you look at the civil rights movement, that was not an anti-government movement. It was a more government movement. And this is kind of the first time that people are using civil disobedience to get rid of government or to reduce government rather than support more government intrusion. And
would you say that Gandhi was supporting more government intrusion? I'm not too familiar with all the political stuff behind that. I mean, I've seen the movie, but I'm not too familiar with the exact political situation.
I'm not an expert with regards to Gandhi, but it was just, you know, our system is better than your system kind of thing. I mean,
we want to rule ourselves it was an independence fight in the same way that the American Revolution was an independence fight. But I think that one can claim that the liberty movement is an independence fight because, you know, people want to rule themselves or more so. So I think that there's an argument to be made on that side.
And also, I don't know if Rosa Parks... Liberty Pile, I don't know if Rosa Parks had it in her mind to increase the size of government when she went and sat, you know, at the front of the bus. I think she just wanted to be able to sit at the front of the bus. So I'm not sure if that's always true.
I understand that. See, that's the thing. I mean, that's like, you know, there's always unintended consequences. I mean, of course, I mean, I don't know her. I never spoke to her, but she probably did not think that. But what happened was, you know, government grew by, you know, leaps and leaps and bounds. I mean, even if it was a net benefit for a select group of people, everyone lost by, you know, these massive taxes and these, you know.
You're saying that Liberty Pyle, Liberty Pyle, just now we have on the show identified a couple of ways to see more freedom in your life. And one of them is to say, pick up and move to a place where that's, you know, either has more freedom or people are going to try to get more freedom.
Right.
And two, you know, civil disobedience in that, you know, sort of included in the first step is, you know, electing people that care about liberty in those areas. And hopefully they will reduce the size of government and put bulwarks in the place that prevent government growth in certain areas. And number two is civil disobedience. Can you think of some other some other option besides political and civil disobedience?
Well, first I would say the politics thing is just a fantasy. I mean, for 100 years, libertarians have been trying to do that. And for 300 years, libertarian philosophers have been writing about that. To me, that's just, you know, dead. You guys brought up that story about the Massachusetts income tax and that group, small government advocates or whatever it was called. I mean, those people are just living in a fantasy land. Civil disobedience, the jury for me is still out on that because I haven't seen a net gain in freedom with regards to the civil disobedience that's happening.
Are you just going to sit out there and analyze all this?
I understand the critiques. I thank you for the critiques. Have you identified another method besides civil disobedience and trying to get people into the politics, you know, voting for people and that kind of thing? Have you identified another method for achieving liberty?
In my own life, I can only point to my personal successes of talking to my friends and family. That's all I have.
You're suggesting education? I mean, I could say that education hasn't worked. It didn't work for John Locke. It didn't work for Lysander Spooner. Please let me finish. It didn't work for, Rothbard, Mises. It didn't work for the Libertarian Party. And my friend, as much as you might try, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah, you could be as educated as you want to be. You could be completely educated.
I mean, this show's about education on liberty.
You could be educated completely to the ideals of liberty, but if you don't do something about it, then nothing's going to change. So if what you're saying is that people should just be educated to then go and do more educating, then I wonder if anything is ever going to change. You just think things will spontaneously change if enough people are educated about liberty?
I'm not saying that education for the sake of education. I mean, you have to change your mind. You have to, your ideas about what freedom and what liberty really are and what personal liberty in your life means will be the change. I'm of the mindset that the only way government is going to go away is when we outgrow it, not by sitting in jail or even things like writing books or voting politicians. And I think that humanity just has to outgrow the concept that it's all right to hurt people.
I agree with you there. I think that's an important factor, and I think education is a critical factor, but I think at the same time, we also need to be taking action along with that so people can come to the ideas.
The action helps educate people. Also, when you get people in a geographic area, because at this point, government seems to be, located for, geographic land masses is what governments control. You can have what you're talking about. More people will reach a synergistic level if you have more liberty individuals located in one geographic landmass. Would you not agree with that?
I think that being in the same location as other people who believe the same things you do, I think that's pretty important.
So why are you still in Oregon?
I've been to New Hampshire, and I checked it out. I lived there for a little while, and I'm not convinced yet.
You're not convinced
right
about what?
For me. I'm not convinced that relocating into another area is going to automatically make me freer.
So if you discovered that there were 20,000 liberty-loving...
Did you think that moving early for the Free State Project was going to make you freer, or did you think that moving early would give you the opportunity to fight for liberty early on and set a ground base for people that would then come, and then the freer thing would happen?
I'm not really sure how much freedom I thought that.
I don't know if he was even moving for the Free State Project. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back to answer that question in detail. If you love Liberty and Yard here in New Hampshire, you have to ask yourself why. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to the tune-in page. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot about the Free State Project tonight, and of course we always mention the Free State Project, not only because they are a sponsor of the show, but also because we're members, participants rather, of the Free State Project. We moved back in Labor Day 2006, back then, over 2 years now, from Florida, from the sun coast of Florida, up here to beautiful New Hampshire. And we did it because, well, there's just no hope for liberty down there. And that's one of the reasons why you might want to consider joining the Free State Project is because, well, do you see liberty on the rise where you are, or is it falling away, falling faster and
Florida,
faster?
You know, the liberty's great, but the old people are voting in more and
the
more.
The weather, you mean. Yeah, the weather's great.
What'd I say?
Liberty.
Oh, I'm sorry. The weather's great, but the liberty sucks. Unfortunately, the big government Yankees moved down there, and they want the services that they had up in New York City or wherever the heck they were from. Mm-hmm. And they just keep on voting in more and more, except when it comes to schools where they don't want to spend any money. So the public schools really pretty much stink in Florida.
So I want to invite you to learn more about the Free State Project. And I also want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up in very early March, the first weekend in March in Nashua, New Hampshire. You'll be able to come up here, meet us, because we're going to be broadcasting live the entire throughout the entire occasion. And you're also going to be able to meet other liberty-oriented superstars like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Richard Heller is going to be there from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Both of those gentlemen are Free State Project members.
That's right. Kane wrestling down tyranny.
That's right. And so he'll be there, and you can meet him and a whole bunch of other great people. Lots of speakers and panel discussions and social occasions, libating, dinners. Yep. And
you'll get to talk
speeches.
To these people. They're there. They're at the event. You'll have an opportunity to speak with them. I know Kane was at the last event. Whole bunches of people got pictures of him holding them in a headlock and things like that. It was great.
That's cool that he's cool. He's fun with that. He's a good guy, really nice guy. All right, so we continue here because we've been talking with Liberty Pyle about the whole Free State Project idea, and Liberty Pyle is saying, well, he just to recap what he said earlier, he said, well, he didn't think politics works, which, by the way, I'd like to point out that up here in New Hampshire, it seems like the political guys are actually having some success. We've gone from one Free Stater elected to the State House to five, I believe, Free Staters.
I've heard now six.
I've heard four to six, at least four.
Four to six and 95 98 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed candidates.
Right, they made it into the State House.
So those are people that would have shown up in the Libertarian quadrant on the Nolan chart.
Right, right. So the political guys seem to be having some success here. The civil disobedience and non-cooperation, it's all happening here. I haven't heard of any other liberty-oriented civil disobedience or non-cooperation happening anywhere else but inside New Hampshire. The liberty-oriented media like Free Talk Live, our friends over at Free Minds TV, Liberty Conspiracy, and the New Hampshire Free Press, Anarchy in Your Head.com, all this great liberty media all being generated here in New Hampshire. Where else is it happening? I mean, yeah, there are the old school sort of liberty magazines like Reason and Liberty and the Libertarian Party's got their newsletter. But I mean, so there's these old school magazines out there, but what's new? What's new on the liberty scene being generated? It's all coming out of New Hampshire. So with all that in mind, Liberty Pyle still is sounding in Oregon, that's his name apparently, he's still sounding not really that interested in what's happening here. And you said you actually moved to New Hampshire. At what time in your life did you do that, Mr. Pyle?
Last year, for the, I believe it was the Liberty Forum, I wanted to check that out, and so I stayed around for a month and a half, 2 months or so, and I just kind of drove around the state and stayed in different areas and stuff and met some people, and just to kind of, check the state out. I'd never been to New Hampshire before, and I mm-hmm. just kind of wanted to get a feel of, what was around and job issues and just the people and just, that kind of stuff. So I was there for almost 2 months, not quite 2 months, though.
And you're saying that you met a bunch of these liberty activists and you weren't impressed, so you went back home?
I didn't meet a lot of the people that are in Keene. I only went into that Keene area once.
Well, there are liberty activists all across the state. You said you went to the Liberty Forum, right?
I did spend most of my time, though, on the in the Manchester, Concord, and coastal areas, I guess,
uh-huh.
is where I spent most of my time. So I didn't get – I went way up north a couple times too, but as far as in the Keene area, I didn't stay that
– Right, that's not that important. My point here is there are liberty activists all across the state. You said you went to the Liberty Forum, didn't you?
Yes,
So you had the opportunity to meet literally hundreds of activists all in the same place. You're saying you weren't impressed with that?
I think it's great that people are getting together to, you know, talk about ideas and stuff. But I mean, that's not really specific to New Hampshire. I mean, you can go to any number of Liberty conferences anywhere. And
can you?
Way more than
well,
that.
You can go to Liberty conferences, as the Liberty Forum is a conference, but are those people living in that state? Do you have the quantity per capita of Liberty activists in that state where that Liberty conference is being held?
The question. Definitely not, for sure. Sure, New Hampshire has probably the most.
You know, I can totally appreciate that maybe, you know, New Hampshire didn't strike you when you moved here. When I first moved here, I was ready to leave in less than a month. To me, I just didn't dig it. I had grown up in Florida. It was all, you know, that was all I knew, and that's where I wanted to be. But, you know, now, after 2 years, this is my home, and I don't want to move to Florida. So, you know, maybe for the winter, maybe I'll snowbird some point in my life, but not today. That's not what I'm looking for. But the point isn't whether one likes New Hampshire or not. The point is, does one think that moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, a small state, would have some effect on the governance there and, you know, achieve liberty in your lifetime?
I do not think that liberty will be achieved in my lifetime. That's one thing that I've.
Do you mean liberty by do you mean liberty by no government whatever or
no government zero?
Okay,
so are you throwing in the towel?
Would you be willing to accept half of the governance that you currently have?
Well, I don't accept any of it.
Would you prefer it?
I don't know if I can really answer.
Thanks for the call.
God bless.
You enjoy yourself out there in Oregon, dude.
God bless.
Amazing, isn't it, Mark? Isn't it amazing the mental gymnastics that some of these supposedly liberty-loving people will go through to avoid actually doing anything? Oh, well, I can't achieve liberty in my lifetime, so I might as well not do anything about it except to educate myself. Great. Well, there are a lot of books you can read, man.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, let's continue. Talk to Rob in South Carolina, listening to WSCFM. Hello, Rob. Rob, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, good evening. Hey, you guys.
Hey, are you talking right into your phone, Rob?
I am.
Okay, very good. So it just sounds a little muffled. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, it's a cell phone because I'm in a vehicle. But one of you guys, I mean, I like a lot of stuff you say, but then one of you sounded a little weak on the Second Amendment there.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding? Go ahead.
I'm not kidding. It sounded like you said, well, it wouldn't do much good to, you stood up with your gun, you might get killed, like the little old lady that could have gotten killed down in Louisiana.
I'm going to bring you back. Hang on. I want to say, if you want to clarify this, because I think that maybe we didn't make ourselves clear. We're going to bring Rob back
here.
Let
him rake us over the coals.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. I don't think you'll find any bigger supporters of the Second Amendment around here. I don't think you'll find any bigger supporters of gun freedom on the radio. I think you should be able to own a bazooka if you want to. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Protection Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to let you know that some of those features on the website include the live streams, the broadband dial-up webcam versions, the updates, the wiki, the archives, so much for free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their site, so enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls, and we go back to Rob listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Now, Rob, you'd suggested that you misheard earlier, but you thought that we were kind of weak on the Second Amendment. Go ahead with your thoughts. I want to give you a chance there.
Yeah, well, I hope you weren't weak. I hope you're taking the right stand. The deal is, it sounded like you were saying, well, the law enforcement people, the army, whatever, are just so large that they could easily overwhelm you. We'd all end up like the Branch Davidians down in Texas. Understand that premise, and unfortunately, some blood may have to be shed at some time because, you know, the first war for independence, when they stood up against the British Army, that was the largest standing army in the world, the largest navy in the world, and with only maybe 30% of the people really supporting independence, they fought, our forefathers fought and won that war. There was a second war of independence, which you know was fought, started down here at Fort Sumter. But
unfortunately, we moved the largest army in the world into our backyard, and now we have to deal with them here.
I agree, but, you know, some blood will probably be shed before this whole thing.
I hope you're wrong. Thomas
Jefferson said that the Tree of Liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and I don't know that I necessarily agree that's the route that things have to take. I hope that we don't have to kill people in order to get liberty. But I think that the point that my partner was trying to make on this one, and I think it's valid, is that the Second Amendment doesn't matter mostly because the people, because we have it, supposedly, people who have guns up to this point haven't used them. The Branch Davidians didn't even use them to do anything. They killed themselves.
Well, they did shoot at some of the cops, but my point was very simple, and that is that while I support the concept of defending oneself, and I've got an AK-47 upstairs right now, okay? So I like guns, and I'm all in favor of people being able to possess whatever guns they want to. In fact, I think all of the gun laws should be absolutely abolished, and we should have real freedom to own the things that we want to own. But all that said, if they come knocking on my door tonight, it's not going to do me any good to start blasting. Do you see where I'm coming from there?
I understand that, and I understand what you're saying there. Like I said, however, somebody's going to have to take a stand at some time. I hope.
Well, that's why I'm saying that people don't. I see where you're coming from, and I think that yes, you're right. There is a certain point at which, when the tyranny becomes so bad and the police state becomes so obvious and so tyrannical, that yes, violence will have to be reached. I hope we don't get to that point, because I think that we can make stands without violence. I think we can do nonviolent, you know, peaceful non-cooperation and civil disobedience long before we ever get to the point where the stand has to become a violent one. So I'm in agreement with you, but I'm going to do everything I possibly can to avoid getting to that point of mass violence, because that's not anywhere anybody wants to be.
Well, God willing, we would never reach that point.
Very good.
But we've got some folks that are in Washington coming into power now that all three of the top people that we can name in our government will be people that would like to do away with our Second Amendment rights. And we're gonna see a time very soon we're going to have to take stands. So I hope it can be first and foremost, of course, will be civil stands and stands that we can take.
Fair enough. It sounds like we're on a similar page. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Larry listening in Michigan to WSJM FM. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I was taking issue with the fellow who took the stand on the couch issue.
That would be me.
That'd be you. Okay. Do you remember the days of the IRA in Ireland?
I'm vaguely familiar with it, but I was not around.
And the hunger strikes?
Not familiar with that. Tell me. Fill me in.
Well, you know, they took a stand, right or wrong, about their issue, and they were willing to go to prison and die as a hunger strike for their cause. Now, I'm listening to you, first time caller, first time listener.
Okay. Welcome.
And you're saying that you went to jail on some kind of a couch issue. I don't even know what that was about. But it was too much for you to bear, and then you, I don't know, relented or whatever, and couldn't stand it anymore.
Oh, I could stand it. I couldn't stand the idea of what was happening on the outside.
You couldn't stand it, so you had to, whatever, because you thought you were more important to the radio station to be on the air, and you know you've lost really all credibility on your issue.
Well, I'm glad to know that you know, there are people that feel differently than you. Some people have really been appreciative of what it was that I did, and so, you know, just because I decided to bail out after 3 days as opposed to 93 days, I don't think means I'm less credible, sir.
But the issue is, you don't have conviction to go, you know, the last mile.
Sir, most people wouldn't have the conviction to go as far as I did.
No, no, no. But you make the point of being the bigger person to go to jail, whatever. But, you know, you don't go that last mile. So, you know, so you don't have really any credibility. Now, I agree with all that you're saying. And your partner there on the station who went to jail for whatever, I don't even know, for 8.5 years.
Yeah, that was for a murder charge in Florida long ago. Well,
that's impressive.
93 days. Come on.
He was wrongfully incarcerated, but that's impressive
that's
to you.
No, I'm not saying he didn't do the right thing and shouldn't have been incarcerated and didn't do the time. But I'm saying you come across as being this bigger than life person because, you know, all of a sudden well, I've got a cave, and because I'm more important on the radio to have people listen to me about, you know, my issues, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but you don't have any credibility, you know, by caving, you know.
So how many days of the 93-day sentence would it have taken for me to get credibility with you, sir?
No, I don't even know what the issue was. But I'm saying,
well, how would you know I don't have credibility then?
My question is, if you're saying
I don't have credibility because I walked out after 3 days, how many days of the 93-day sentence should I have stayed in order to gain credibility with you?
Because you thought that it was more important that you cave to be on the radio and tell us about your 93-day.
No, sir, that was only one reason. No, sir, that was only one reason. My primary motivation was because I understood that my girlfriend was having a relatively difficult time and I wanted to be back with her rather than sitting in a jail cell. Is there something wrong with caring about your loved ones?
These guys went, I'm talking about the hunger strike guys, they didn't care. Their decision to do what they did was more important than their family and their loved ones.
Great. I wasn't willing to die on this particular issue, sir. I was willing to stand up and be non-cooperative to the point where I was thrown in a jail cell, but I wasn't willing to go all the way on this. So for some reason, that makes me uncredible?
Well, why not? Why weren't you?
I already told you why not. It's because I have loved ones at home that I care about, sir. And I wasn't. It's not a do or die issue. It's not all black and white here.
You're missing the point. If you are totally sold out to the cause, you will go the last mile, and you didn't. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
Notice I didn't jump in on him on that one, because I'm not going to say what he's saying is wrong. I think it would have been more powerful for you to have stood your ground and fought to the last in 93 days. Darn what would have happened to the show and my relationship and my home and all those other things. I think that would have been more powerful. The question is, strategically, would it have worked?
Strategically, the right thing to do is to get the hell out and get back to my life.
So it's an issue of strategy versus sort of power or your conviction or whatever.
Right, and he didn't have any answer to my question of how long it would have taken.
We all make concessions every day in dealing with the government.
Yeah, well, at least I'm still credible with some people, and that's all that matters. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to RippleCreek.com.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Probably not enough time for your call, so I won't give you the number. If you're on hold, we'll do our best to get to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to do so by heading over to promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different options to help get this show into new ears. You'll find them all over at promote.freetalklive.com as we continue here with your phone calls. But just one more comment on that last guy that called in to attempt to rake me over the coals, saying he had no respect for me.
No, he said you lost all credibility.
I lost all credibility. Apparently, the only way to generate credibility with that man is to suffer. Well, apparently, the more suffering you do, the more credible you are with him.
I'm not ready to diminish what the guy said in the sense that he was saying become a martyr because martyrs make for great publicity. And he is right. However,
become a martyr so I don't have to do it.
You have to look strategically at the situation. He didn't claim to even know what the issue was, Ian.
He's like somebody
Listen, he's right-ish, but then you have to look at the situation with, say, Carl Draga. Who's Carl Draga, you say? There's the problem. Carl Draga is a man who essentially was martyred for liberty and property rights up here in New Hampshire 12 years ago. Look him up on the internet. You'll hear the story of the ballad of Carl Draga is on the internet, and you can look at it. But the reason that you don't know about him is because he was martyred on he picked his hill. He martyred himself on it, and he didn't have enough momentum behind him. So the IRA had a certain level of momentum to the point that those people did their hunger strikes. And you've got to look at it from a PR and a strategy standpoint, too. And I don't know. I'm not saying I do.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were there at that point where it would have made any difference. I think he's right-ish, and I think he's wrong-ish.
I just think he's a jerk. Let's continue here.
He
we'll talk
with
to
you.
John in Vermont. No, that's not true, Mark. I think that I can respect a lot of people that disagree with me, but not him. Anyway, John in Vermont listening to WKVT. Hello, John.
Well, hello. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
That last caller, he sounded like a broken record. He sounded like he just wanted to bicker, and it was boring. you're putting yourself on the line just by being a dissident and being a voice of dissidents on the airwaves.
It's not good enough. Period. People like him want blood. Right. He's like somebody watching a race, you know, where people drive in circles left and left, and occasionally there's somebody that'll lose control and slam into a wall, into a fiery explosion.
Right, right.
He's like, he would be somebody who would get upset because that guy lost control of his car, but yet managed to regain it just in enough time to avoid the explosion. He'd be pissed because there was no explosion.
It's the explosion that makes the news.
Sorry, go ahead, sir.
If you put on your brakes to avoid a collision, your heart's really not in the race.
There you go.
Anyway, the reason I called was I only get to listen to you once a week, so I don't know, maybe you've covered this point or maybe not, but if you haven't, this is something concerning the code enforcers.
Yes, sir.
You know, when the president has powers and they take an oath of office, basically, saying that they won't abuse their power. And a deputy, a sheriff, when he deputizes a deputy, the deputies have to take an oath of office saying they won't abuse their power, you know, because they have extra power when they have the power to make arrests. But code enforcers don't have any oath of office, and they have extra power, and they don't have to answer to anybody about that, you know, the abusing their power. Coming on your property and ordering you around and issuing citations and fining you. And they do not like to be confronted with this issue that why haven't you taken an oath of office? You
know? Well, it's an interesting point, but those oaths of offices really haven't done much with law enforcement officers.
I know that.
Yeah, it's really more of a technicality than anything else. As a point of information, the particular code enforcer that we're dealing with here is a former cop. So he actually did at one point swear an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution. But when I tried to bring up the New Hampshire Constitution in the courtroom, I was thrown in a prison cell.
Yeah, I know they don't take their oath of office seriously. They ignore it. But the point is that that's at least something that you can bring up and you can remind them of that. Well, wait a minute. You sworn to not to abuse your powers, which you're doing. Anyway, a pretty lady I met a week or so ago told me there was a bumper sticker that said, Bush killed the Constitution, Obama will bury it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good one to me. I thank you for the call, and I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad you're listening out there in WKVT land in nearby Brattleboro here to Keene, New Hampshire.
I think just about every president and, just about everybody who's been in elected national office up to this point has at least stuck a fork in the Constitution on the way.
Yeah, we continue here.
Stabbed a knife in it.
James in Florida. But I like those bumper stickers that are clearly against both parties. They warm my heart. James in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Glad to see that you're back and out of there. And,
thanks, James.
Just to let you know that I did post a video on the movement's website, that's www.peacefreedomprosperity.com.
Cool.
And I did get some reaction to that from not just the United States, but from my own country, which is the UK.
Great.
I'm now living in America because my wife did not want to live in socialism. She's an American.
Oh, and she made a mistake. It's socialist here, too.
Well, it's not as bad as what it is in the UK.
That's true.
But it's you know, it's getting like that. And
yep.
What happened to you was totally wrong. You had a right to find out, you know, who made that call against you. And
I did find that out. To the credit of the judge, I did find that out. He forced the code enforcer to answer my question about who the original complaining party was, and it turned out to be another bureaucrat.
Right. So, you know, to me, I think looking at the video, the amount of, police that were in the courtroom, I think they were waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were. It all looked pretty much staged to me. That
absolutely.
Well, it seemed to me that what they were trying to do was
they were waiting for you, and, you know, because you didn't sit down and when he ordered you to immediately, that was it. He wanted you locked up. Well, you know, anyway,
James, I agree, James. I think that they wanted that from Ian, but I think that the reason for the police presence there, the larger police presence, was they had the expectation that a great deal of liberty activists would be in the courtroom and that they wouldn't stand for the judge. I think the judge intended to throw everyone who didn't stand in jail.
Absolutely.
Now, I had sent a letter to the judge saying that I intended to stand for him because I had felt that he had made some good rulings in the past. I think that he went just crazy on this one.
Yeah, he was out of his mind. Hey, James, thanks for the call. We got to move on. Talk to Dave in Montana listening to KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, Dave.
Today's a good reminder. No, if you were the most protected man in the world, if you didn't go along with the program, they'd put a bullet in your head. So today's the 22nd, Kennedy Day.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And freedom is best spread far and wide. If you concentrate it, it's easy to isolate it, to snuff it out. So, and the monster is fed by the taxes we pay. And the system allows for greed, so this people, more people will go with the system, pay the taxes, because they're in on the greed. And the only way you're going to kill the monster is you starve it. We got to have a tax revolt.
Absolutely. I'll agree with you there.
We have to get major employers to say we're not going to be the free tax collector anymore.
That would be a total coup. I would love it for
some
employer to do that.
But Dave, you said that freedom needs to be spread out and it shouldn't be concentrated in one area, but in order to have a tax revolt work, it has to be concentrated in one geographic area.
It has to be spread far and wide.
Well, I agree that it would be great if it did, but in order to get enough people that would do it, you would have to concentrate that in a geographic area, whether that was the nation, the state, or...
Because of the greed factor, it's impossible. That's what I'm really saying. And the only way is the tax revolt, but that won't happen because of the greed factor.
Well, and there's also the fact that people are scared. They're also frightened. I mean, it's not just that, and it's not just that they want to keep their money. They also want to keep their freedom.
That's what happened with you, didn't you? How much did you spend to get out of jail? $1,200?
No, the fine is $120.
That was it?
Well, I haven't spent it yet. I haven't paid it yet. So,
and he's not going to.
How'd you get out in 90 days then?
I begged for mercy.
What do you mean?
Well, they had no case, and he probably knew that I would...
Get on your hands and knees
probably
and cry
knew that,
and scream and shit.
No, that wasn't what I did. But essentially, they had no case. I mean, they knew that if I appealed it, I'd have their butts. So basically, it was just the quickest way to get out.
They just wanted their money. You paid your money, and you got out.
I did not pay any money.
No money changed hands.
That will happen eventually, but I'm going
to
make them an offer.
To arrest you and shake you up a little bit.
Right, that was the intent.
Scare the crap out.
That was the intent.
Do it again.
Yeah, that was their idea. They figured, well, let's throw him in a jail cell for the weekend, and we'll see how he feels after that. And you know, all they ended up doing was just attracting more activists to the area sooner rather than later, so we can actually have that tax revolt that you're talking about.
And this one guy that called Ian, and he says it's not the time to be behind the bars and in amongst the evil ones right now. You're better off on the outside.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. And I can say, though, that the people that I was in and amongst were not evil. The people that were in that jail cell were...
That's not what he meant.
...were good guys. They were in there for drug charges, most of them, or, violations of probation. Completely nonviolent, completely peaceful people. And that's the real tragedy, is those folks. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child